He has won 2 Oscars for Best Actor and has been nominated for dozens of other awards in the movie industry. And this week, Kevin Spacey has been nominated by the International Press Association for a Golden Globe Award in the category of comedy or musical for his role as Bobby Darin in the film Beyond the Sea. I sat down with Kevin Spacey and I asked him what prompted him to do a movie about the life of singer Bobby Darin and to star in it.
I felt that Bobby's legacy is not as strong as it should be because he died, first of all, so young. And he was so diverse. He tried so many different things. He changed the way he looked. He went into so many different genres of music. He, in a sense, reinvented himself. And in this last 10 years or so, watching the revivals that have happened with the Rat Pack guys and all these kids on American Idol who go out and they do their first albums. What music do they do? They do Bobby's music or Frank Sinatra's music because they want to prove they can sing.
You took a couple of serious challenges here. First of all, you're a little older than Bobby Darin. And second of all, more importantly, you decided to sing yourself. Was that on your end a conscious decision that you can match Bobby Darin and highlight this talent of yours?
Well, let me answer the first one first. It was never a big issue to me that I was older than Bobby was when he died. I knew going into this that I wasn't setting out to tell a conventional linear biopic in which I was going to start playing Bobby Darin at 17. I was going to break the rules, and I knew that going in. But I did read over the last sort of 4 years as we were prepping the movie and getting it ready, kind of a lot of commentary that this was going to be the reason the movie was going to be a disaster, was that I was too old to play Bobby Darin, and I that's why I decided to deal with it in the film. The first 7 minutes of the film, I actually sort of identify the elephant in the room and hope that people realize I know it too, and maybe they'll relax and just enjoy the film for what it is. It's a fantasy. It's not a strict biopic at all. The singing I always wanted to do, and that is just a personal preference. It doesn't mean that we don't have great performances with actors lip-syncing. We've got Jamie Foxx this year doing Ray, and a remarkable performance. But we've also had movies like Buddy Holly's Story, where Gary Busey did all the singing in that film. So there's not rules. You don't have to follow the rules. You know, you do what you choose to do. I grew up doing musicals, and so I was always a singer. I've just never had a chance to display that professionally. And I felt if I could get my vocal ability to a place where it was close enough to Bobby to maybe have people think they were hearing Bobby, then I'd both honor his talent, but it would come from me.
I'll go my way by myself. This is the end of romance. I'm gonna go my way by myself. Love is only a dance.
You did it with the singing. I mean, you could easily be Bobby Darin.
The really fun thing is that it's not out of my system yet, and I've actually been touring the United States on a concert tour celebrating Bobby Darin's music, although I'm not trying to be Bobby in concert, but I am trying to have as good a time as I can. I hope if I'm having a good time, the audience will. And I love this kind of music because it's timeless. I love the idea that you can in your life, if you choose to, get a chance to reinvent yourself, get a chance to test your talents, to push yourself to the edge, because to me, that's the most interesting place to live. You know, there's probably no doubt that I could probably just keep, you know, showing up and doing things that come easy, but that to me would be like having the same breakfast every day.
You dedicated the movie to your mother. There's definitely in the storyline the devotion of Darin to his mother. Is there any parallel there?
Oh, my mother had a huge influence in my life, and I was lucky to have a woman of infinite taste and knowledge and intelligence who I think raised me well, who I was close with, who I sought out. My whole life I sought my mother out. And I'm glad that she died knowing that this was the movie I was going to make. I was taking care of her because she had contracted a brain tumor. And the last 11 months of her life, I was writing the script. I was recording for rehearsal tracks and getting ready to do the movie. And she always wanted me to do this movie more than any other. And I think she'd be quite pleased and proud that we finally made it happen. Because the movie is about mothers and sons, it just made sense to me that the film is for her.
Actor, director, and producer Kevin Spacey has been nominated for a Golden Globe Award for his role as Bobby Darin in the new movie Beyond the Sea. Let's listen to the movie's theme song sung by Kevin Spacey. This is Penelope Pulu.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing. Somewhere beyond the sea, she's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on a high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It is far beyond the stars, it is near beyond the moon, and I know beyond a doubt my heart will lead me there soon. We'll meet beyond the shore, we'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. Bye-bye sailing, no more awkward.